The following program is furnished by the Truth About Your Future, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station. This information is education and not financial advice. Consult a financial advisor before investing.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman is brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. And by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. And by Edelman Financial Engines. Rick Edelman is a board member, consultant, shareholder, and client of EFE. But EFE is unaffiliated and has no say over the content of The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
And now your host, Rick Edelman.
Welcome to the program. Here's what's happening on the show today. What powers the blockchain? Aging and birth rates? Brain-computer interfaces? Assistive exoskeletons? Anna Paglia of Invesco on making sure you never run out of money, the question about correlation with crypto, and this week's health and wellness segment by my wife, Jean Edelman. What's one of the big benefits of investing in crypto? If you talk to a lot of folks, two really big benefits are routinely offered. First, big price appreciation. Folks who buy Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other digital assets are all highly confident that the price of these assets are going to rise dramatically over the next several years. There's another argument as well called non-correlation. This is an important conversation, something that most folks are not terribly familiar with. Non-correlation? What on earth does that mean? It all comes down to the conversation of diversification. Investors are always trying to accomplish two things simultaneously. We're trying to grow our assets, and simultaneously, we're trying to lower our risks, right? It's not about how much money did you make. The real question is, how much risk did you take to get there? And we know that diversification helps us lower our risks. In other words, if we put all of our money onto one stock, well, that's a big risk. What if something goes wrong with that stock? But if we buy two stocks, we have lower risk. I mean, what are the odds that they both go broke at the same time? And if we add hundreds of stocks, we further diversify. We further spread out our risk. And then if we go even beyond stocks, we add bonds. We add real estate. We add gold, oil, commodities. The more different investments we have, and the more of them we have, the more diversified we are. And that helps lower our risks. Here's the fascinating thing. If you do it right, while you're lowering your risks, you aren't necessarily lowering the returns. Even though different assets have different return potential, and we know stocks have a higher potential than bonds, just because you buy bonds doesn't mean that you necessarily lower the potential for the returns. This is called modern portfolio theory. It won the Nobel Prize in 1991. It was invented back in 1952. And modern portfolio theory simply says that if you obtain the proper mix of investments, you can have the Holy Grail: higher returns and lower risks. The key is to own investments that zig when others zag. This is called correlation. I don't want investments that are correlated with each other. When I go up, I don't want them to go up. When I go down, I don't want them to go down. I want them to do different at different times. If everybody did everything all the same all at once, there wouldn't be any diversification. They would be all the same. And this is why I want to have assets that are negatively correlated or non-correlated to each other. Bitcoin, in its 12-year history, has shown itself to be the first non-correlated asset, meaning its price movements have been totally independent of all other asset classes. This means it's a wonderful addition to a diversified portfolio. It helps to lower the portfolio's risk. Even though Bitcoin itself is risky, adding it to the portfolio lowers the overall risk of the portfolio. It's counterintuitive, I know. It's hard to get your head around this. That's why it's a Nobel Prize winning strategy. But everything that I just said has been true about Bitcoin until about 9 months ago. Starting last fall, Bitcoin has begun to move in sync with the stock market. It has no longer been non-correlated. It's no longer negatively correlated. It is now positively correlated, which means as the stock market has gone up, so did Bitcoin. And over the last 9 months, as the stock market has crashed, so has Bitcoin. This is raising questions. Gee, one of the big benefits I thought I was getting from buying Bitcoin seems to have disappeared, seems to have gone away. Is that true or not? Well, to answer that question for you, I need to help you understand why the correlation conversation has changed so dramatically. Something happened to Bitcoin in the last year and a half that is totally new and different compared to Bitcoin's 12-year history. In the beginning, when Bitcoin was invented back in 2009, it was invented, to be honest, quite frankly, to be blunt, by anarchists. The people who invented Bitcoin were excited about it because it was digital money that was not issued by any government. Their goal was to have it replace all government money around the world. The people who were investing in Bitcoin in the early days were these anarchists, these techies, these computer geeks who were really into this almost as a cult-like thing. That was 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012. And then as Bitcoin's price started to skyrocket, retail investors started to take notice. They began investing too. There's now 300 million people around the world who own Bitcoin. But they were all individual investors until about 2 years ago. Year and a half, 2 years ago, something changed. We now have the inclusion, the adoption, the engagement of institutional investors, pension funds, endowments, billionaires, hedge funds, venture capital and private equity funds, major multi-billion dollar portfolios managed by some of the biggest, best, brightest Wall Street money managers. And what we've noticed since they've gotten involved in crypto is that they are treating Bitcoin and Ethereum and the others as simply another sleeve within their stock portfolio. They consider it part of their emerging markets. They consider it part of their high growth positions, part of their thematic investing positions. They're not treating it like a totally different, separate, new asset class. They think it's just part of the overall asset class of equities. And over the past 9 months, as the stock market has fallen and these institutional investors have been selling and running to the safety of cash, they've been selling indiscriminately. They've been selling stocks, they've been selling bonds, and they've been selling their crypto. Institutional trading has been bigger than retail trading in the crypto space. And because of this, they aren't treating it as a non-correlated or negative correlated asset. They're treating it like all the other assets. And it's raising the question, is the non-correlation argument gone? My answer to you is this: it's too early to tell. It's quite possible that these institutions will soon recognize, they'll wake up and realize, oh, we've been treating Bitcoin all wrong. We've been treating it like it's a stock, but it's not. We should be treating it like a separate, distinct asset class with its own features and benefits. We shouldn't be selling it simply because we're selling out of our stock portfolio. And they will begin to treat it the way it has always been treated for the past 12 years. Or the institutions will continue to dominate, they'll persist in their behavior, and the non-correlation argument will simply not return. It's too early to tell. We're going to have to wait and see. But the one thing that does remain is the other argument for buying Bitcoin, the price appreciation argument. The notion that Bitcoin's price at $30,000 is very, very low compared to where it is headed over the next 5 and 10 years. And this argument is still very strong within the institutional marketplace. So we're going to have to wait and see. My message to you is very simple. If you bought Bitcoin because it is non-correlated, you have to recognize that that theory is being tested right now for the very first time in Bitcoin's 12-year life. You're going to have to decide if you continue to believe in this argument and whether you think it's going to return to the way it was, or whether you need to reevaluate the value proposition for this asset class. For me, I remain very bullish, but we do have to recognize that when it comes to non-correlation and diversification, the story is not yet over. Stay tuned. I'll be keeping you updated. And if you want to learn more about this entire conversation, read my book, The Truth About Crypto, which has 2 entire chapters on this very subject of the investment strategy and correlation and diversification. Read The Truth About Crypto, the number one Amazon bestseller, getting rave reviews online. Stay with us for more on The Truth About Your Future. I'm Rick Edelman.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
Allow us to introduce you to Sabrina, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting her money behind the right ideas. Each morning, Sabrina enjoys a 20-mile bike ride and meditation that brings her serenity for the day to come. Sabrina is also accessing the companies that are revolutionizing the tech world by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be an integrated circuit engineer to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
Those who built their own financial success know that moving forward requires not just the right tools, but an in-depth knowledge of how to use them. That's why Edelman Financial Engines gives you a dedicated wealth planner supported by a team of experts. We know a modern wealth planning relationship demands human insight powered by advanced technology. Our advice is tailor-made for your personal goals, and our investment management approach is based on Nobel Prize-winning research. We model more than 38,000 securities, so we can better stress test your portfolio through thousands of scenarios. See what we can build for you. Call 833-301-4333. That's 833-301-4333. Or visit planefe.com/TAYF to get your complimentary financial plan. Edelman Financial Engines. Built for those who built themselves.
The This is The Truth About Your Future. I'm Rick Edelman. Here's a scary statistic. Last year, 75% of all the counties in the United States, there are about 3,000 counties among the 50 states, 75% of those counties reported more deaths than births last year. This was predominantly because of COVID. We just had the smallest population increase in 100 years. Now, this has a huge implication on our society, on our economy, on our sustainability as a nation. This problem is occurring on a global basis. We don't have a population explosion. We are having a population implosion. We aren't producing enough babies to sustain the human race. It takes 2.1 babies. That's the number that every woman needs to produce. 2.1 babies to sustain a population. In countries around the world, the number is dramatically less than that. In Japan, it's 1.7. In many countries in Europe, it's somewhere between 1.7 and 2. Here in the United States, we fell below 2 babies per woman last year. The implications are huge. Our society is built around babies. Look at the number of schools we have. Look at the number of colleges we have. Colleges have just experienced a 5% decline in enrollment last year. When we produce fewer babies, we don't have the need that we have had traditionally in our nation's infrastructure. This is going to have massive implications on companies that manufacture everything from diapers and baby food to car seats to our entire education system. More importantly, are we going to run out of people that we need for our workforce? And as the existing population ages, who's going to take care of us if there aren't younger people available to work in healthcare, provide caregiving, and so on? The smallest population increase in 100 years. You're listening to The Truth About Your Future. Hey, I'm launching something new. Master classes. I really want to help you get a deep dive into the key personal finance topics that matter most. So this year, I'm teaching 4 master classes, and you can watch all 4 of them for free. The first master class debuts June 21st, and it's called The Truth About Crypto, just like the title of my new number one bestseller. My next master classes will be in August, October, and November. They'll all be online for free, and you'll be able to watch them whenever you want and as often as you want. Sign up now for my first master class at thetruthayf.com. In my first master class, it's all about crypto, blockchain, Bitcoin, and other digital assets. In almost 2 hours, you'll get to understand what everybody's been talking about and why there's so much excitement about crypto. My Truth About Crypto master class premieres June 21st. You can watch online anytime. Sign up now for my first master class. Get all the info at thetruthayf.com. It's thetruthayf.com. This is The Truth About Your Future. I often try to help you understand the technical aspects of blockchain and digital assets because there's so much interest in this and so much confusion at the same time. You've ever heard of proof of work? Proof of stake? What is that? Why do I care? How does a blockchain operate? Well, I'm going to call proof of work and proof of stake the crypto equivalent to gas and diesel. You know, there are 2 different ways you can power a car, right? With an internal combustion engine. It's either gasoline powered or diesel powered. Well, that's how a blockchain works. What powers the blockchain? Either a proof of work or a proof of stake. Well, Bitcoin was the very first digital asset, and it's powered by a protocol, a set of rules that are called proof of work. In other words, we have to prove that the data on the blockchain is valid. And once it's proven valid, it's now permanent. It's immutable. It can never be altered, can never be deleted, can never be copied. And that's what makes it so secure technologically, cryptographically proven. But that proof of work protocol, that set of rules, the effort to validate that data, that is a difficult, time-consuming, cumbersome process. This was the original blockchain methodology when this was invented back in 2009. And this methodology requires a lot of computing power, and that computing power burns a lot of energy, and that burning of energy contributes to CO2 emissions. And this is a criticism of Bitcoin, and it's a fair criticism that it's using a lot of energy consumption. Well, then along came a different method of verifying the data on a blockchain. It's not proof of work, it's proof of stake. Instead of working really hard to validate the data, proof of work, working really hard, you simply stake your money. You simply post your money as collateral. And by posting your money as collateral, the data gets cryptographically authenticated. And simply because you're staking your coins on the blockchain, it doesn't require any work. And therefore, it doesn't require any computer effort. It doesn't require any energy consumption. It's over 99% less energy consumption on a proof of stake protocol. This is why many of the newer coins use this methodology. So you've got those two different approaches, proof of work or proof of stake. If the energy environmental concern bothers you, just choose a coin that uses proof of stake and you don't have to worry about it. It's really as simple as that. Bitcoin uses proof of work. So does Ethereum. But this summer, Ethereum is shifting to proof of stake, and many other coins are already there. So, your choice. You can not really care one way or the other about this. It's an internal functionality of the technology, and you don't pay any more attention to that than you do when you drive a car. Do you really think about your internal combustion engine and how it works? No. So you can ignore this if you wish. If it bothers you, don't buy Bitcoin. Instead, buy Ethereum or Polkadot or some of the other coins that use the proof of stake methodology. But now you know what those two phrases are, proof of work and proof of stake. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Your Future.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Listeners to this show tune in every week to hear Rick Edelman and his guests talk about the personal finance topics that matter most. And if you're retired, or soon will be, you're no doubt listening for Rick's thoughts on retirement security and longevity. At Global X ETFs, we understand you may also be interested in opportunities to generate income, with interest rates still near historic lows despite an inflationary environment. Our approach to this challenge looks beyond what you might have considered, using asset classes that include MLPs, REITs, preferreds, and dividend-paying stocks. We have been managing these types of income-oriented strategies for more than a decade, with solutions suited to a range of portfolio objectives. Explore our full range of ETFs, research and insights, and more at globalxetfs.com or speak with your financial advisor to learn more.
Need help managing the complexity of income needs in retirement? Meet Schwab Intelligent Income, a simple, modern way to pay yourself from your portfolio. Tell them how much you need and how long you need it to last. They'll estimate how much you can spend. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust payments anytime without penalty. And with Schwab Intelligent Portfolios, you won't pay an advisory fee. Visit schwab.com/intelligent income to learn more about their modern approach to wealth management.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman, sponsored by Choice. Choice is changing the way Americans save for retirement by making it possible to invest in Bitcoin, crypto, and other alternative assets inside your IRA. That's right. Whether you open a deductible or a Roth IRA with Choice, you can invest in Bitcoin and 22 other digital assets in your retirement account. You can also buy stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, real estate, and more, all in a single retirement account. There's no hidden fees or account minimums, just more control over your retirement savings. And Choice makes it ridiculously easy to combine all of your old retirement accounts with a rollover concierge service. So if you've switched jobs in the last few years and have been putting off rolling over your old 401k, make sure you check out Choice. Head on over to retirewithchoice.com/Rick. That's retirewithchoice.com/Rick.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. I love to bring you the latest innovations that are coming in the field of science and technology Brain-computer interfaces are systems that can link our brains directly to computers, translates our brain signals into computer language, and they use an EEG, an electroencephalogram, to gather our neural activity, storing it on a hard drive. A signal then processes the modules and sends it to a computer interface. Non-invasive. You wear a headset. In the future, this brain-computer interface might not only read our neural activity, it might actually influence it. Our brain could end up getting rewired to experience pleasure or pain. And I'll let you decide the implications of that. A German company has now created a lightweight carbon fiber frame that you wear over your clothes. It's an assistive exoskeleton. It's got electric motors in it that augment and support your muscle power, enabling you to lift items, reach up, squat, perform other physical tasks. It can lift 62 pounds, protecting you from lower back injuries. The battery lasts 8 hours. You can expect to see this in the military, as well as many industrial uses in companies worldwide. Want to learn more about exponential technologies? Read my New York Times bestseller, The Truth About Your Future. I'm very happy to welcome onto the program Anna Paglia. She is Managing Director and Global Head of ETFs and Index Strategies at Invesco. Anna, it's so good to have you on the program.
Thank you, Rick. It's so great to be here with you today.
One of the reasons I wanted to chat with you is because we have a radically changing set of demographics here in the United States. The fastest growing age group are those over age 85. And by 2030, the end of the decade, 20% of the U.S. population is going to be over 65. Longevity is obviously a really big deal, and not just for us individually dealing with healthcare and family and such, but for our investments. So I want to ask you, Anna, what can investors do to gain the peace of mind they need that they're not going to run out of money in old age?
Well, Rick, this is a very good question, especially if you look at the markets today or where the markets have been in the last few weeks. Volatility is certainly a concern, and ETFs are a great way to manage volatility. You can use ETFs in a way that is incredibly strategic. We have seen in the middle of the pandemic how, for example, fixed income ETFs have become more and more popular amongst investors.
There are now thousands of exchange-traded funds from hundreds of ETF providers. How does any one ETF provider, any one fund company that makes ETFs, how do they set themselves apart from the competition?
I can tell you how we do it, which is remain focused and always know what your value proposition is. Always know what you can offer to clients and how you differentiate yourself, because the big challenge in this market is around trying to be everything to everyone or chase the shiny object. At Invesco, we think that if we remain focused and know our value in the market, we are always going to be differentiated.
You know, I think that's a really important point that you're raising, Anna, is that it's impossible for everybody to be perfect at everything. So you've got to pick and choose what your expertise is, where your focus is going to be. I think that's one of the reasons that Invesco has proven to be one of the largest and most successful ETF providers, because you don't try to be everything to everybody. You know what you do really well, and you focus on it very intently, and the results are that you're managing massive amounts of money. Today, the hottest topic, of course, are digital assets. The market is now multi-trillion dollars. What do you see for the future of digital assets, especially given the volatility that we've experienced over the past 6 months in that field?
Rick, somehow digital assets can be a very polarizing topic, because I have yet to meet somebody who feels so about digital assets, because everybody I talk to, they either love it or they are super concerned about it. Whether you love it or hate it, you cannot ignore it. Because it's not, going back to the shiny objects, it's not just a shiny object. It's an evolution of our technology that is here to stay. So we will see digital assets become very important in our clients' portfolio. But we also have to pay attention and be thoughtful about it, because digital assets are not, I mean, whenever you say digital assets, people think Bitcoin.
Right.
People think cryptocurrencies. But that umbrella covers much more than that. You know, we are talking about decentralized finance, blockchain technology. So we believe that there is a big future for digital assets. We have built two funds that provide exposure to crypto and the blockchain technology to our investors. There are people who don't believe this is a new asset class, but I would say, Rick, words for me are important, English being my second language. Look at the definition of asset class in a dictionary, and you will see that digital assets fall into that.
Well, you know, it's fascinating that you say this, because it would be easy for a big, huge, established company like Invesco, which has been around for decades and decades, to poo-poo this, to ignore it, to say that, oh, it is just a shiny new coin and doesn't deserve attention. The fact that Invesco is acknowledging that this is a very important new technological trend and cannot be ignored really does say something about Invesco's willingness to remain cutting edge, to acknowledge that we can't rest on our past, and to pay attention to where the industry is moving. So I think that that really does speak very well of Invesco and why I'm such a big fan of the organization. In fact, over the past 2 years, Invesco has launched a whole bunch of new ETFs, not just in digital assets, but also multi-factor, and most recently, a new ETF for electric vehicles. The system is EVMT. How do you decide what kind of ETF to launch?
I will say two things. One is we always have a high conviction in what trends are relevant in the marketplace and what trends will continue to be relevant tomorrow, not just today. We have seen phenomenal growth in commodity products. And thematic products has also been incredibly successful over the last couple of years. So if you keep building on something that is working well and your clients like, ultimately, this is what innovation is all about. And we want to pioneer that innovation because it's part of our fabric.
We're talking with Anna Paglia, who is the managing director and global head of ETFs at Invesco. As you know, it's really wonderful to hear you referring to the commitment that Invesco has to developing the kind of investment opportunities that investors need and are seeking. We have to acknowledge, over the past 2 years, it's been really, really challenging. It began with COVID. Now we're dealing with the war in Ukraine. We've got massively rising inflation, rising interest rates, a bear market in stocks and bonds and crypto. It's really very ugly. And more than ever, investors are confused. And a lot of them are scared. ETFs invest the money you give them, but should investors expect anything more from their ETF providers than just investing their money?
Absolutely. Clients don't come to us just because we have phenomenal ETFs on our shelf. Part of the process is servicing our clients. As a matter of fact, Rick, I remember the best conversations we had with our clients during the height of the pandemic were conversations where we never mentioned any of our products. Clients come to us because they need data, what is changing in the marketplace. So the products are just one tool in our toolkit, but without the services and how we support the rest of the ecosystem, we would not be able to grow our business.
So I think you're raising something that's really, really important. And over the past decade, it was kind of easy to be cavalier because pretty much anything you bought was going to rise in value. And you didn't have to be terribly demanding of your advisor or of your fund company. But over the past 6 months, I think we're all realizing managing money's hard. Investing successfully isn't easy when you've got so many headwinds that you're facing. So I think you're raising a really important point, Anna, about the fact that you should be getting more from your advisor and more from your fund provider than just the investment management itself. So I really appreciate you raising that point.
Yeah, Enrique, you know, as I heard you talking, one thing that came to mind was somebody said, if you don't like change, you are going to like irrelevance even less. So change has been the constant of the last couple of years. And being in front of change, knowing how to help your clients, being able to anticipate what they need before they need it, that's much more valuable than just generating and producing products.
That's Anna Pelya, who is the Managing Director and Global Head of ETFs at Invesco. Anna, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Rick. That was great to talk to you.
If you would like to learn more about Invesco, you can do so at Invesco.com or talk with your financial advisor. Anna and I actually spoke for almost 20 minutes. If you'd like to watch, listen, or read the entire conversation, just visit us at thetruthayf.com. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Your Future.
Those who've built their own financial success know that moving forward requires not just the right tools, but an in-depth knowledge of how to use them. That's why Edelman Financial Engines gives you a dedicated wealth planner supported by a team of experts. We know a modern wealth planning relationship demands human insight powered by advanced technology. Our advice is tailor-made for your personal goals, and our investment management approach is based on Nobel Prize-winning research. We model more than 38,000 securities so we can better stress test your portfolio through thousands of scenarios. See what we can build for you. Call 833-301-4333. That's 833-301-4333. Or visit planefe.com/TAYF to get your complimentary financial plan. Edelman Financial Engines. Built for those who built themselves.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Listeners to this show tune in every week to hear Rick Edelman and his guests talk about the personal finance topics that matter most. And if you're retired, or soon will be, you're no doubt listening for Rick's thoughts on retirement security and longevity. At Global X ETFs, we understand you may also be interested in opportunities to generate income, with interest rates still near historic lows despite an inflationary environment. Our approach to this challenge looks beyond what you might have considered, using asset classes that include MLPs, REITs, preferreds, and dividend-paying stocks. We have been managing these types of income-oriented strategies for more than a decade, with solutions suited to a range of portfolio objectives. Explore our full range of ETFs, research and insights, and more at globalxetfs.com or speak with your financial advisor to learn more.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. Time now for everybody's favorite segment of the program, visit by my wife, Jean Edelman. Jean is a student of the healing arts, Reiki, traditional Chinese medicine, homeopathy, acupuncture, and of course, macrobiotic and plant-based cooking. Here's Jean.
It is great to be here this week. This week, my topic is sugar. The Archies were, I will admit, one of my fun little tween groups that I used to listen to. And I think they even had a TV show. So I'm definitely dating myself. But today I do want to talk about sugar, and I want to talk about our health. And Don't roll your eyes. I know this is a tough topic. I know I talk a lot about our health and our food habits, and I know they are what they are, but it's about creating balance. And when we can eat a little healthier, we bring balance into our life and our health. The key to balance and the key to good health is just awareness. And so our ability to occasionally make better food choices will make a substantial difference down the road. So I thought today we could talk about an ingredient that I think is making a lot of people not feel well. And so it is sugar. And I have some tips of how we can approach this topic of sugar. So the first key is that we need to eat three meals at regular times during the day, because it's really about keeping our blood sugars even. And when we eat three meals plus a good healthy snack during the day, we help our body and we help our blood sugars stay normal and level throughout the day. It's in the morning when we reach for the sugary coffee and the donuts or the sweet carbs. That's when we spike our sugars. And so we need to eat a nice substantial breakfast. And so what is that? Well, it's a whole foods approach. Whole fruits, whole grains, whole vegetables, and variety is the key. And so if we are going to eat a healthy breakfast, how about an omelet with lots of vegetables and some cheese and avocado and some nice whole grain bread? Or what about some oatmeal and some walnuts and some fresh fruit? That type of a start to our day will help us keep our blood sugars more normal so that we're not going to go reach for the sweet stuff in the afternoon. The key is to really educate ourselves and to stop and read ingredient labels when we do have to reach for a packaged product. And so that will be one of our action items that we're going to work on. The second thing is to eat a good lunch. So a great lunch is lots of vegetables, a protein, avocado. Avocado is a great healthy fat that will help our meal digest over a longer period of time, helping us possibly not reach for the sweets at 3 or 4 o'clock. The other tip is to have a nice dinner with whole grain, a protein, lots of vegetables. So we're trying to put food into our bellies that tastes good, it's nourishing, and it takes a longer time to digest. And that's the whole foods, the whole fruits, the whole vegetables. Another thing that we can do is add some spices, some coriander, cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves. Lots of wonderful herbs are in our gardens this year. They are super when we're cooking. Another tip is how we cook our food can make it sweeter. So if we steam our vegetables or we blanch them in some water very quickly, the natural sweetness will come out. Another good thing is that we need to move. So exercise, yoga, biking, tennis, pickleball, all good because we're moving our bodies. Get outside, walk. And if we're craving something, maybe if we go for a walk instead of grabbing the donut or the chocolate bar, that might be a good step of changing a habit. Getting enough sleep is another key factor to helping our blood sugars stay normal throughout the day. Because when we're tired, we go for the sugar. We're looking for it to give us a boost. And that's not the way to go. And then our emotions. So this is a big one, because when we're reaching for that food, if we can take a moment and stop and say, wow, what am I feeling? Am I angry? Am I depressed? Am I frustrated? Am I stressed out? What's the emotion that's contributing to reaching for that sugary snack? Maybe once we're in touch with that, we could stop, take some breaths, tune in, come back into our body, remind ourselves that we are moving in the direction of good health. As long as we're moving in that direction, it's all good. And you know what another key factor to be craving sweets is? We're thirsty. We are not hydrated. And that thirst is we think we need the sweet, but we really need some water. So before we go for whatever it is that we think is going to make us feel better because it's got some sugar in it, have a glass of water. Have a glass of room temperature water, because ice is really not our friend either, but that's another discussion. Or this is a great time of year for fresh fruit. There's so many fresh berries and melons. So have some nice fresh fruit in the afternoon if we're feeling like we want something to eat that's sweet and light and refreshing. It's all about just making small choices, moving in that right direction of good health, eating whole grains, eating our different grains, our whole wheats, our fresh vegetables, our fruit. And the other piece is when we do reach for that box, to read the label, because there are hidden sugars in there and they have to list it. So if we read it, we see it, put it back on the shelf. This life, this is a great journey. And the small changes that we make over time make a huge difference. And it's all about the small moments. It's about each meal. It's about each bite. We're not going to change it overnight. But again, just moving in the right direction. Don't be in love with sugar, because it's never going to love us back. It's only going to hurt us and hurt our long-term health. So my word of the week is sugar. The S is for satisfy. We crave to feel full and fulfilled. And the way that we do that is with our career, our work, but a big piece of it is the food. And so if we can look at each meal and just make small tweaks to make it a little bit healthier, we'll be on the right track. Take some time to learn some recipes. It's summertime. Get out there and grill. There's lots of great protein to grill in the summertime. The U is for unique, because we are one of a kind. There is only one of us, and we only have this one body. We have to take care of it. And so sugar is not our friend. G is to grow. Grow from our life's experiences. We're not meant to stay in one place. We have to learn and evolve. And so one day at a time, we can make the changes that will make us feel better and be healthier. And one bite at a time. The A is for abundance. We are so spoiled with the variety of food in our food stores. Take advantage of that. Enjoy creating colorful, beautiful meals with fruits and vegetables from our local farmers markets and stores. Look for the color to bring healthy, satisfying meals together. And R is for rejoice. Take pleasure in something. We love our food. And so kick the sugar, read the labels, make the smaller choices, and rejoice in our better health. I'll bet if you can kick sugar out for 1 week, you will feel a difference. We can do this. We can make ourselves feel better. We can make better choices. Have a great week.
That was Jean Edelman here on The Truth About Your Future. And if you want to get more of Jean's words of the week, just go to thetruthayf.com.
This message is brought to you by Charles Schwab. No matter what tomorrow brings, some things won't change, like Schwab's commitment to see the world through clients' eyes. That commitment is why Schwab is always here for clients with clear guidance and committed service to help maintain focus on achieving long-term goals. So whatever happens today, Schwab remains invested in you. Visit Schwab.com to learn how Schwab is ready to help. That's Schwab.com.
Allow us to introduce you to Tom, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting his money behind the right ideas. Tom enjoys tending to his tomato garden and is currently developing the perfect blend for his homemade spaghetti sauce. Tom is also accessing companies that help change the course of the aerospace industry by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be a rocket scientist to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
Well, that's all the time we've got on The Truth About Your Future this weekend. Remember, sign up for my new master classes. The first one debuts June 21st, The Truth About Crypto. And you can watch online anytime. Get all the details at thetruthayf.com. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
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 I'm sorry, what? What part didn't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman has been brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. As crypto grows, Bitwise believes everyone should have a simple and familiar way to access it. Bitwise makes crypto clear. Bitwiseinvestments.com. And by Global X ETFs. For more than a decade, Global X ETFs has been dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. Learn more at globalxetfs.com. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. Invesco.com/QQQ. Stay tuned for Everyday Wealth with Soledad O'Brien and Gene Chatsky from Edelman Financial Engines. Everydaywealth.com/radio. EFE and The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman are unaffiliated entities.
Get The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman. It's thetruthayf.com.